Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
for the great and for the mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Our Power broadcast. We're coming live from the bold, beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm your preacher for the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We're excited about what God has done. We're excited because God, He is God, and that He's God all by Himself. Yes, He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. He has all power in His hand. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, above all that we think. I want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. I know that some of you out there today, that you need a blessing from the Lord. You need God to come into your life. You need God to answer your prayer. You need to hear from God Almighty. We just want today to let you know today that God, He is still in control. No matter what you may be going through, He is still in control and He is still God. So I want you to know today that there is nothing too hard for God. Right now, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, we praise You, we magnify Your name. Lord, we thank You, God, for the great, for the mighty things, God, that You have done. Lord, we thank You for the great and mighty things, God, that You're going to do. We thank You, God, that Your Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy Word that we hid in our heart, that we will not stand against Thee. Have Your way today, Lord. Bless the people, Lord God. Lord, look upon those that are in our radio audience. God, that they are seeking a word from You. God, they want to hear from You. God, they need You, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, to meet needs, Lord God. God, they even need, God, a higher height and a deeper depth in Thee. So, Lord, even as they, Father God, hear the word of God today, Lord, cause them, Father God, to be inspired. Cause faith, God, to go to that next level in their innermost part of their mind, their soul, and their spirit. And for this, God, we will glorify and praise Thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yes, we're going to be coming from the Word of God, not Florida Times Union, not the Florida Star, not any other newspaper or magazine, but we're coming from the Word of God. The Word of God that's going to be able to save you and deliver you and to make you free. The Word of God that's going to be able to prepare you to be able to see God's face. Oh, my God. God, He is so concerned about you. He's concerned about every need. Because, you know, the Word of God says that He will supply all our needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. But we want to go into the Word of God this morning, and we're going to begin at that first verse, the 13th chapter of Mark. And as He went out of the temple, one of His disciples said unto Him, Master, see what manner of stone and what manner of buildings are here. And Jesus answered, said unto them, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as He sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked Him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? Let us put a mark there. Let's put a mark there. We're talking about the sign of the coming of the Lord. We're talking about the sign of the end, the coming of the Lord. The Bible says we don't know the day or the hour that He is coming. The Word of God says He's coming like a thief and a robber. He's not a thief, He's not a robber, but He's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and have it more abundantly. We see here as they had in that first verse, as he went out and they came out of the temple, he and his disciples. And one of the disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stone and what buildings are here. They were admiring. It seems like they were admiring the buildings and the stones that the buildings were made of. And Jesus answered and said unto him, thou these great buildings. Look at it. Look at the great building. And when you begin to think in your mind, you begin to look at the great buildings that are in your city. I live in the city of Jacksonville, Florida, and I can imagine the buildings that are in Jacksonville, the great buildings that have been made and created and designed. I don't know whether or not you live in New York or Texas or Chicago, but I know that there are great buildings that are in the place that you are living in. And I'm quite sure that you have admired the buildings and how it was built, the architect structure of the building. So here at this time, the Lord was speaking to his disciples, and here the word of God say, let's go again and look. When it says, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answered and said unto him, seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. You know how the masonry of a carpenter, how they build and how they take the bricks and they how they build them and stack them like one on one in a special position. But here God is saying that there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, then here Peter and James and John and Andrew, they came to him. They want to talk to him privately because they were in wonder. They want to know what Jesus was saying and they wanted greater insight, what Jesus was speaking unto him. So they said, tell us, when shall these things be? I hear what you say, Lord, but when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all of these things shall be fulfilled? And Jesus answered them and began to say, take heed, lest any man deceive you. And lest any man deceive you, any man mislead you about false appearance, a false statement, a false impression. Take heed, because these things can and will happen. He said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many are going to say that they are of me. Many are going to come in his name, and they're going to say that they are Christ, and they shall deceive many. They're going to bring deception to those that don't know him, those that do not have a relationship with him, those that are not walking with him, those that are not praying, those that are not continually in prayer and thanksgiving and loving of the Master and having that relationship with him. And when ye shall hear of the wars, in that seventh verse, and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled. See, when we talk about rumors, it's like a story that's in circulation. It's like a statement somebody have made that have not been confirmed. So, therefore, when you hear these rumors of war, be not troubled, because you know the word of God says, remember what it says in John, the 14th chapter, it says, let not your heart be troubled, but ye believe in God, believe also in me. But he's saying, be not troubled. When you see these things happen, be not troubled. For such things must be, but the end shall not be yet. You may see these things that are happening, but the end shall not be yet. For the word of God says, for nation shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famine and trouble, and these are the beginning of sorrow. Hear me, people of God. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils and in synagogues. Ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against me. And the gospel must first be published among all nations before Christ comes. The gospel must first be published. The word of God is going out daily. The word of God is going from city to city, state to state. The written word is in bookstores. The written word of God, God is his men and women of God, his apostles and his prophets and his evangelists and his pastors and the teachers and the people of God to go out and to proclaim the word of God. So the word of God letting us know that the gospel must first be published among all nations. So here we see that many means of the gospel is going out in this day and this time that we live in. And if we kind of backtrack and we look there at that ninth verse, at the word of God saying that, take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to council and in the synagogue and shall be beaten. Many have been beaten. Some have been beaten, some have been killed for the name of Jesus Christ. They are boldly proclaiming Jesus Christ. Some are even being put into prison because of the name of Jesus. He shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. We're nation, a large body of people that are associated with a particular territory, where people are living in a community that share like a common language or cultural. These people that the same ethnic type of language, or they are descendants of whatever it may be. But yet, the word of God says in that 11th verse, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate by whatsoever shall be given you at that hour, what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, but it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. The power of God's word. These signs shall follow them that believe. The signs, the Holy Ghost will be upon you, and you can speak the word of God, because it's not you that speaking, it's but the Spirit of God that is directing you to say what God is speaking to you at that time, what God is giving you to speak. You don't need to premeditate this thing. If you got the word of God inside of you, because the word of God said, you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will. So we're asking God continually every day to give us more and more. And we're asking God to empower us with his word. We're asking God, the Lord, to give us your Holy Spirit. God, fill us with your Holy Ghost. God, to be able to speak your word. God, be able to hear you as you speak unto us. Word of God says in that 11th verse, that part B of it. But ye, whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, but it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall be delivered, shall be betrayed. The brother shall be betrayed, the brother to death. And the father, the son, and the children shall rise against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. Do you not hear what the word of God is saying? The brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father, the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, not for somebody else's name's sake. But you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure, I believe you need to hang on to this. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. The word of God let us know all we have to do is endure. Yes, there are times that we go through trial, we go through tribulation, we are tested. Yes, but we have to endure. Even at that time when the disciples was talking to Jesus and they wanted to know the sign, they wanted to know of what is going to happen. But God was sitting there. He was telling them these things of what is going to happen. He was telling Peter and James and John and Andrew, and he is speaking to his people what's going to happen at the end time. He's telling us the things that's going to occur. You see these things now. You see that brother betraying brother. And you see the father and the son and the children are rising up against their parents. You see, you were in past days, you would never have thought that a child would rise up against their parent. And it seems like when we look at the word of God, when we look in Genesis, how Cain came up against Abel, which was his brother, and he came up against him and he killed him. Those times, those days, are they more, even more prevalent today, that the love of people are waxing cold. So here the word of God tells us that if we endure unto the end, all the things that we see, all the things that are appearing, it tells us to endure. Don't give up. Don't faint. But we need to look to Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We need to be built up in Christ. We need to know who we are in Christ. If we know who Jesus is and who we are in him, we can endure as soldiers of the cross. The word say, but when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand there where it ought not. Let him that readeth understand, and then let him that be in Judea flee to the mountain. Let him that is on the housetop not go down to the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of the house. Let him that is in the field not turn back again, but to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. Pray ye that your flight be not in winter, For in those days shall be affliction, such as not from the beginning of creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord has shortened those days, no flesh shall be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the day. And when and then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false prophets and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. So there are some false prophets that's going to come up. There are some false people that are going to say that they are Christ. It's not the one Christ, the one that gave his life for us, the way the Christ that paid his paid the price for us 2,000 years of gold on the cross, and he died, and yet he was resurrected, and he's alive forevermore, and he is coming back again. But yet, because of the fact that he said he is coming back again, there are people that are going to pretend that they are him, and they are not him. There are going to be false prophets in the last days. I mean, and we are in the last days. No, we don't know the day or the hour. No, we don't know, but God is telling us about the signs of the time. He did not leave us without knowing the signs of the time. He didn't tell us when, but he did tell us about the signs of the time. He said, but take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days after the tribulation, listen, after the tribulation, because there's going to be a day of tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the power that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with great power and glory. After you've seen all of those things come to pass, then shall you see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with great power and glory. But you need to know that Jesus is coming back again. And he's coming back for you, and he's coming back for me, those that have given their lives unto him. In that 27th verse, it says, and then shall he send his angels. This is important. And then shall he send his angels, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of the heavens. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. So he in like manner, when he shall see these things come to pass, know that it is night, even at the door. Verily, verily, I say, verily, I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. We don't know. The angels in heaven don't know when Christ is coming back, but God wants us to take heed. He said, take heed and watch and pray but he knows not when the time is. But the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servant and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, but ye know not when the master. You need to watch, because we don't know when Jesus will return. Here, it says, watch ye therefore, in that 35th verse. But ye know not when the master of a house cometh, at eve or at midday, or at the crowing, or in the morning, least coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And I declare unto you today that there are people that are sleeping. Those that was awakened, those that was in relationship with Jesus Christ, those that have said yes to his will and yes to his way. Those people, many are sleeping. Many have turned aside to the things of this world. Many are walking according to their own righteousness, but not the righteousness of God, which is by faith. Many are playing church. Many have been deceived because of the things that they are into, and the things that they have not let the word of God abide deep down in their soul and their spirit. And because of the word of God is not in their soul and their spirit, because they have not been saturated, because the thief came, and the thief, and the word of God said the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. That the thief steal what you have on the inside. That thing that is valuable, that thing that God has given you, you need to be aware that the thief don't steal that relationship, what you have with God. You have to be careful that the thief don't steal that prayer life that God has given you. You know, the word of God says man shall always pray and not to faint. Prayer bridges a gap between the earth and heaven. So therefore, we need to pray. So if you let the enemy come in and steal what you have, and not continue to be filled with the Spirit of God, you're going to be asleep. You're not going to be watching. Christ will come, and you're not going to be able to go back with him. We're not talking about the sleep that you sleep during the night. We're not talking about the nap that you take during the day. I am talking about watching. I'm talking about reading the word of God. I'm talking about building up a relationship with him. I'm talking about living holy. But the word of God said, be you holy, but I am holy. God was talking to his people. God is speaking to his people today. Even he spoke to his disciples. He let them know the signs, the things that happen. Have you not heard? And don't you hear about the earthquakes that are happening in different parts of our nation? Have you not heard of the flood? Have you not heard of the things that are happening today in our very midst? Have you not remember the famine that's in many countries because they don't believe in the word and are standing on God's word? The people in the now that are apostasy, the lives have not been changed. People have not committed themselves unto God. Even here in the United States of America, where in the word God we trust is on our bill, every bill in God we trust. But then today we have to look and see. And when we say God and God we trust, are we as people of God? Are we as a nation a people? Are we trusting God? Have we turned to apostasy? You know, are we being deceived at the word God tells us that many are going to come? And he's going to come in his name saying that they Christ. He tells us that false prophets are going to come. And so, therefore, if we're not reading the word of God, and we're not studying the word of God, the word of God has been studied to show that self-approval unto God, a woman of God, need not be ashamed to write and abide the word of truth. Word of God said, we shall know truth, and the truth will make us free, and who the Son has made free is free indeed. So, therefore, we need God in every area of our life. We need God to cover us. We need God to protect us. And if we are not covered under the blood, if we are not obedient to God, that we're doing our own thing, if we're walking according to our own righteousness, because the word of God said, man, walking to their own righteousness, we're walking according to our own righteousness, but not the righteousness of by faith, the righteousness of God. See, when we do our own thing, we think that this is right. They didn't think that, you know, if I go to church, if I be there, the church, and if I participate in this activity in the church, that I'm going to be all right. If I treat my neighbor okay and all right, then I'm going to be ready to go with Jesus Christ. But yet you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior. The word of God is not abiding in your innermost part of your soul. And you're doing things that you think the work that you're doing, you think it's going to cause you to get into heaven. But the Bible said that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raised up from the dead. Word of God said we shall be saved. And if we confess him, and we live according, confessing, believing him, living according to the word of God, that is what calls us to get to heaven. And it has to be that continually relationship with him. You know, many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called to live this life. Many God want to save. Many God want to deliver. Many God want to make free. But there are people today, but they're looking at the things of this world. They're turning to things that are not of God. They're turning to sexual type of sin. They're doing any and everything. They're lying. They're sin stealing. They're homemonging. They're cheating. They're committing adultery. They're living a homosexual type life, a lesbian type life. Oh my God! But God, even if they're doing that type of thing today, God sent His word that you can turn away from your wickedness. You can be saved today, no matter what life that you are living. God want to save you because the word of God said that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his life that we can have a life right to the tree of life. So we need to come boldly before the throne of grace. And how can we not come boldly when we hear the word of God? How can we not come boldly before him when the word of God is abiding deep down in our soul? How can we not do what God has called us to do? We need to be like Peter and out and John. They didn't back down. They didn't give up. Some of them went to prison. Some of them were beaten for the name of Jesus because they knew who Jesus was. They were not going to deny him. Before Peter was strengthened, before he became strong, yes, he did deny him. Jesus told him that he was going to deny him. And we in our lives, ourselves, have to deny him. And the way that we walk, and the way that we talk, you know, some of the believers, they are laughing at jokes that are not a Christ, that's not right. You know, when things are at people, when they're cursing, when they're not living thing. When we see things on the network and on radio and television, that's not of God. It needs to be a click. We need to click it off. Click, click. Just like when you don't want to talk to someone, you know, and you are in the world and you just click and you just click them and click them off. So, therefore, in our mind, we have to keep the mind of Christ. And except we have the mind of Christ, we are not going to make it in. So here, the word of God telling us about the sign of the time, the sign of the end. The men of God, the disciples, wanted to know the end time. When are these things going to happen? And there, the word of God said, listen, remember he was saying that there's not going to be one left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. These things are going to happen when Christ comes, and when things happen at the end of time. You know, people. There are many people. They admire beautiful things. I like beautiful things. You know, I love beautiful things, but not to the extent that it's going to take my relationship with Jesus Christ. Not to the fact that what is out there, that the beautiful things that God has made and the beautiful things that God has called men to have the ability to create, those are not my God. You know, cars are not my God. You know, people are still living this life to live again. You know, they're in the cars. You know, what is the model of car, whether it's Mercedes or whatever it may be. Maybe it's that Cadillac. Maybe it's whatever kind of Chevy or whatever you may like. You know, whatever it is, that cannot be your God. Your house can't be your God. Your children cannot be your God. Your best friend cannot be your God, because God is a jealous God. So we need to take heed, because the time is winding up. My time and your time is winding up, and we need to be able to know that Jesus is soon to come. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And we want you to know that the word of God says, again, I told you before, the word of God said we confess with our mouth Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead. The word of God said we shall be saved. So I want you to know today, all of you that all around the world, from city to city and state to state, that you can be saved today. I mean, I don't care what you were doing last night, or what you was on the corner doing, or what you was on the telephone saying, or what you was on the internet looking at. Oh, I want you to know that Jesus wants to save you, and God wants to change your life. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you said, Lord God, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. You said, God, that we shall be saved. Lord, as we share with the people today, God, the signs of the end. God, we talk about, God, the coming of the Son of Man. So, Father, I pray even now, God, that you would touch the heart of the people. God, even as the listeners hear your word, God, I believe that their heart is being touched. Lord, they don't want to be left behind. God, they don't want to suffer tribulation in that tribulation time, because, God, there will be a time of tribulation. But, Lord, I pray, God, even now, God, that even as your word says in that 26th verse of that 13th chapter of Mark, it says, and then shall they see the thunder and the cloud and with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angel and shall gather them together, his elect, for the four winds, from the uttermost parts of the earth to the uttermost parts of heaven. Lord, save them, deliver them, make them free, God, even now. Lord, forgive them for every sin, every transgression. cast it into the sea of forgiveness and remember it no more. God, thank you, Lord God, for them being a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, all things that come new. God, even as they make that profession, God, I ask you, Lord, to continue to clean their heart, their mind, their soul, and their spirit. And for this, we bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God, I send healing to their bodies, Lord, even now. Father, we thank you for this day and this hour. You have to listen to our power broadcast. We've got the Mary Temple Court. Please tune in on Friday at the same time. God bless you, and may the blessing of God be yours now and forever.